Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. This podcast is brought to you by Historians Connect. Historians Connect is a nonprofit organization with a mission to bridge the gap between African American history and culture by preserving the legacies of African Americans, debunking myths, defining black excellence, while rewriting the narrative of African American history. If you tuned into the show to learn a new and different perspective on black history, you're in the right place. This is not America's founding fathers' history of slavery and oppression. We're changing the culture by changing the narrative, educating listeners on various aspects of black history spanning from ancient African history to current day events affecting communities around the world. Empowerment through cultural education. This is The Coin, Black History on the Other Side.
Welcome to Season 2 of The Coin, Black History on the Other Side. I'm your host, Brittany Wilkins, author, Black history educator, and founder of Historians Connect. November is Native American Heritage Month, observed to honor and celebrate the rich history, diverse cultures, and contributions of Native American peoples. In today's show, I would like to invite our listeners to explore the topic of Black Indians, a hidden heritage that deserves attention and understanding. You see, in the context of history, the relationship between Indians and Europeans has been explored thoroughly, as well as the relationship between African Americans and Europeans. Interestingly enough, the relationship between Native Americans and African Americans has been neglected. In 1920, Carter G. Woodson called it one of the longest unwritten chapters in the history of the United States. Like African Americans, Black Indians have been treated by writers of history as invisible. When author William Katz wrote the book Black Indians, he was seeking to introduce a new chapter of history, shining a light on a forgotten heritage. So you might be wondering, who are Black Indians? They are people who have a dual ancestry, or Black people who lived for some time with Native Americans. Unveiling this hidden history, we come to learn about notable Black Indians such as Crispus Attucks, who was a sailor of dual African and Indigenous history, becoming an important figure of history for his bravery and courage, putting his life on the line in the Boston Massacre in March 5th, 1770. Or how about Paul Cuffee, a Dartmouth Indian with African lineage, was a successful and wealthy merchant and ship owner. He not only worked for his best interests, but the betterment of his people, advocating for the protection of his fellow African Americans from discrimination in the United States. He was the first Black man to sponsor migration of African Americans to Africa. In 1815, he personally paid and led 38 settlers aboard his ship Traveler to the Sierra Leone. Langston Hughes, one of the most prolific Black voices during the Harlem Renaissance, known for his poetry, plays, short stories, novels, and newspaper columns, traced his family tree back to Pocahontas. The author delves into the forging of a relationship between Indians and Africans, tracing its origins back to the first European ship landing in the New World. While the author raises awareness about the diversity resulting from the blending of races, I challenge the Eurocentric perspective that frames the history between Native Americans and African Americans solely within the context of slavery. On a previous podcast, They Came Before Columbus, I explored evidence and discussed Africans in the Americas before European contact, highlighting trade between Africans and Native Americans. But furthering this discussion, Black Indians educates readers about the first U.S. foreign colony not documented in American history books. In June 1526, a Spanish city official founded a colony near the Petee River in eastern South Carolina. This was 8 decades before Jamestown and a century before the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock. Lucas Vasquez de Loan, the Spanish official, employed Captain Francisco Gordito to scout the site and build friendly relationships with the local inhabitants. Ignoring his orders, Captain Gordito partnered with a slave hunter and captured 70 Native Americans and transported them back to Santo Domingo as slaves. The enslavement of Native Americans did not sit well with Lucas, who raised the issue to Diego Columbus, where Indians were declared free and ordered to return home. Very interesting that Lucas tried to make amends with the Indians. He was even advised by the King of Spain to treat the Indians well. But on his expedition to North America, one of his vessels carried 100 enslaved Africans. Expressing no compassion toward the African race, he ordered them to begin building homes on a settlement which he called San Miguel de Guadalupe. This was the beginning of slavery, but karma would take its toll as disease, starvation, and power struggles began to dismantle the settlement. Not living to see his settlement come to full fruition, Lucas Vasquez passes away after becoming extremely ill. Without a true successor, all hell broke loose. Africans rebelled and fled to the Indians. Indians sided with Africans as they became angry over Spaniards using their land. Not having the essentials to survive, the remaining 150 Spanish men and women left the United States. Africans remained to build their own society with Native Americans. A new community emerged with a mixed settlement. Black Indians of the Petee River became the first colony on the continent to practice the belief that all people, newcomers and Native, are equal and are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuits of happiness. The rest is history. There is more to this hidden heritage of Black Indians that is worth exploring. I encourage you to learn about history that spans across different cultures and learning how we are interconnected. I will leave you with this quote from the text to ponder. Those who assume that a people have no history worth mentioning are likely to believe they have no humanity worth defending. A historical legacy strengthens a country and its people. Denying a people's heritage questions their legitimacy.
thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Coin Black History on the Other Side podcast. Learn, explore, and create history with us. Visit us on the web at www.historiansconnect.org. Remember, a people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots. Stay connected to your roots.